بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. This is nearly the same ayah which appears in the beginning of Surah An-Nahl. اتى امر الله فلا تستعجلوه. Allah's command is just at your doorsteps. Now don't hasten for it. اقترب للناس حسابهم. The reckoning for the people has come very near to them. And they are in their heedlessness. They are turning away, ever to it. مَا يَعْتِهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ مُحْدَثٍ. Whenever a new admonition comes to them from their Lord, إِلَّا سَمَعُوهُ, they listen to it. وَهُمْ يَلَعُونَ, but they are playing. They don't pay attention. They don't ponder over it. Just playing, you know. هُمْ يَلَعُونَ لَاهِيَةً قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts are busy in jokes. وَاسْخَرُ النَّجْوَى. And then they consult each other secretly. الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, these people who are evil doers. هَلْ هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. This person Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is nothing but a mortal human being like you. أَفَتَاتُونَ السِّحْرِ. So do you want to follow magic and sorcery? وَأَنْتُمْ تُسْتَرُونَ, and you are seeing it. You know, it is just as if a few friends were there. They were discussing. Someone might have said, well, we should pay attention to what Muhammad says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At least we should listen to him, ponder over it. Maybe something is good which he is saying. So the other would say this, hal haza illa basharun mislukum. Why do you want to listen to him? He is nothing but a mortal human being like us. Afatatuna sayyid. Yes, he has some sorcery, some magic he knows. So do you want to follow and go near the sorcery? Want to say, and you are seeing with your eyes. قال ربي يعلم القول في السماء. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Lord knows all the words which are spoken in the whole of the sky or heaven and the earth. هو سميع عليم. He is all hearing, all knowing. بل قالوا أضغاث أحلام. Now they were presenting different opinions. What is this wahi that Muhammad is presenting? So one opinion was given, بَلْ قَالُوا أَزْغَاثُ أَحْلَامٍ. These are but mixed up dreams and the figures. Mixed up dreams. أَزْغَاثُ أَحْلَامٍ. بَلْ اِفْتَرَاهُ. Others said, no, he is forging it himself. He is composing it himself. بَلْ هُوَ شَاعِرٌ. A third opinion came, no, he is a poet. فَلْيَاتِنَا لِآيَةٍ كَمَا أُرْسِلَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So he should bring forth some sign, just as the former messengers were sent with signs. When he himself says, such big signs were given to Jesus, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. You know, saying to a dead person, hum, and he stands up, he's alive. A blind person, and he gets his vision. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam showed these miracles. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam showed, and we have read in Surah Bani Israel, 9 ayatin bayyinatin. 9 miracles. So they said, فَلْيَاتِنَا بِآيَةٍ كَمَا أُرْسِلَ الْأَوَّلُونَ. If he claims to be a messenger, he should bring forth some miracles. مَا آمَنَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَاهَا أَفَهُمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Now this is the reply from Allah. Formerly also, when the miracles were shown, did people come to believe? Did the Jews believe in Isa alayhi salam? Although they had seen all the miracles. Did Firaun and his people believe in Musa alayhi salam? Although they saw 9 miracles. Did Samud believe in Saleh alayhi salam? Although on their demand, a pregnant sea camel came out from a rock. But they didn't believe. They said this is sahar and this is sorcery. Only, you know, our sight has been possessed somehow. And we are seeing something which is not actually there. So, مَا آمَنَتْ قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ. No township came to believe due to these miracles. أَهْلَكْنَاهَا, agree, destroyed them all. أَفَهُمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Will they come to believe if miracles are shown? The Quraysh will come to believe. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ. And before you also, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we didn't send as messengers but men. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. So you must ask people, oh you people, you ask people who have the admonition, have the scriptures, have the books, Torah and Injil. You go and ask them. All the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been sending human beings as messengers. وَمَا جَعَلْنَاهُمْ جَسَدًا لَا يَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامَ. And we never gave to any messenger of Allah a body which didn't need any food. They needed food, just like all human beings need food. وَمَا كَانُوا خَالِدِينَ. They were not immortals. They were not to live forever. ثُمَّ صَدَقْنَاهُمُ الْوَعْدَ. But then in the end, we fulfilled to them the promise. We had promised them, we shall save you. And we shall destroy your enemies. This was the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all the messengers. You show perseverance. You go on calling. Your duty is, وَمَا عَلَيْكُمْ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ. Go on doing it. Now we shall take care of them. And we shall save you and those people who believe in you. And we shall destroy your enemies. Just like the people of Nuh and people of Hud and people of Saleh. And so on and so forth. ثُمَّ صَدَقْنَاهُمُ الْوَعْدَ فَانْجَيْنَاهُمْ. We delivered them and saved them. And we fulfilled our promise we had made to them. مَنْ نَشَاءُ وَأَهْلَكْنَا الْمُسْرِفِينَ. And we destroyed the prodigals. لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. O people, we have sent down for you this book in which there is admonition for you. There is remembering for you, reminding for you, guidance for you. So, don't you understand and don't you ponder over it? وَكَمْ قَسَمْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ كَانَ ظَالِمَةً وَانْشَانَا بَعْدَهَا قَوْمًا آخَرِينَ. And how many a township did we shatter and pound who were evil doing? وَانْشَانَا. And we raised after them another people, another nation. فَلَمَّا أَحَسُّوا بَعْثَنَا إِلَاهُمْ مِنْهَا يَرْكُدُونَ. But when they felt that our chastisement is coming, is near, then they started running away, fleeing. La tarkudu. Now don't run. There's no use of running away. Varjo ilama utlifi. Go to your houses and buildings and mansions and villas in which, you know, you have been given all the luxuries or all the amenities. Bamasakinakum. And go to your dwellings. La'allakum tusalun. Maybe that somebody there takes care of you. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. They said, woe to us. Actually, we were the evil doers. فَمَا زَالَتْ تِلْكَ دَعْوَاهُمْ. They kept on saying this. We were the evil doers. We wronged ourselves. We were on the wrong path. فَمَا زَالَتْ تِلْكَ دَعْوَاهُمْ. They repeatedly kept saying this. حَتَّى جَعَلْنَاهُمْ حَصِيدًا خَامِدِينَ. Till that time we made them a harvest which has been reaped and extinct. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ. O mankind, we have not created the heaven and the earth and what is in between the two as a joke or as a play. لَوْ أَرَدْنَا أَنْ نَتَّخِذَ لَهْوًا. Had we decided to have some pastime for us, لَتَّخَذْنَا مِنْ لَدُنَّا. We certainly would have taken it with ourselves. In kunna fa'ilin, if ever we were to do it. Why to create this universe only for playing? You know, in Hindus, they say, this is Ram ki leela. Ram is playing. Just as a small boy, he lifts a toy and then throws it. Then again lifts another one, throws it. In the same way, Ram, he raises somebody high and then throws him down. And at another time, he raises somebody else high and throws him down. This is Ram ki leela. This is the game that Ram is playing. لَوَرَدْنَا نَتَّخِذَ رَحْمَنْ نَتَّخَذْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا إِنْ كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ بَلْ نَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ فَيَدْمَهُهُ فَإِذَا هُوَ زَاهِقٌ. It's very important ayah. The strife between haq and batil. It has been going on, going on, going on from day one to today. And it will continue till the last day. As Iqbal says, Satiza kar raha hai azal se ta'imroos. Kirame mustafa bhi se sharare moolah bhi. There has been, you know, a confrontation between the light of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, actually, whatever all the messengers were given, this was light. We can say it metaphorically, it was light of Muhammad. And Mulahab, the uncle, the disbeliever, the enemy, Sharar-e Mulahabi, the light of Muhammad, and this, you know, from Sharar of Mulahab, they have been fighting each other from day one, and will continue till the last day. But Allah says here, بَلْ نَقْذِفُ مِنْ حَقِّ عَلِمْ بَاطِرِ. We strike falsehood with truth. We take the truth and strike falsehood with it. فَيَدْمَغُهُ. So it knocks out its brains. And behold, it vanishes. Batil goes away. وَلَكُمُ الْوَيْلُ مِنْ مَا تَصِفُونَ. And woe to you for what you describe. This batil will go. We have read in Surah Bani Israel, يَا الْحَقُّ وَذَحَقُ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. So this confrontation between Haqq and Batil will continue till the final victory of Haqq, Al-Haqq, about which the Prophet had said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that before the end of this world, Deen of Allah, or we may call it Nizam al-Khilafat ala Manhaj al-Nabuwa, that will dominate the whole of the globe. A time is going to come. Although before that, a time of very severe chastisement is coming for the Muslim Ummah. What's going to flare up into a war in the Middle East, to our Arab brethren, it's going to be a very big, very big, very big destruction. And maybe the same happens to Pakistan also. Because if there is some atomic confrontation in the Middle East, what I feel is that these Western powers will first of all knock out the atomic capability of Pakistan, lest it should come into the field. Anyhow, we have to pray to Allah. So it has to go away. Batil will be finished. Final victory is going to be for the truth. All the Jews will be exterminated. Christianity as a religion will come to an end. When Jesus comes for the second time, he will say, I was not crucified. What have you invented? And I never declared that pig can be eaten. يَكْتُرُ الْسَلِيمِ وَيَكْتُرُ الْخِنْزِيرِ. So this Christianity will vanish. All will be Muslims. The Muslim Ummah. And then there will be the rule of the Deen of Haqq. وَلَهُ مَنْ فِي سَمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَلَا يَسْتَحْسِرُونَ. And to Him, that is Allah, belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. And those who are with Him, who are those? Nearer to Him, who are those? They are the Malaika. Al-Malaika tul-Muqarrabun. Malaika have different levels. You know, the angels of this world, the angels in the first heaven, the angels in the second, then the Malaika tul-Muqarrabun, then the Hamalatul Arsh, those angels who are holding the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they are different levels. Man indahu, who are with him, near him, la yastakbiruna an ibadatihi. They are not arrogant to refuse to obey Allah's commands and worship Him. وَلَا يَسْتَحْفِرُونَ. They never get tired in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُسَبِّحُونَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ وَلَا يَفْتَرُونَ. They keep on glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by day and night. And they slacken not. They don't slacken in it. أَمِنْ تَخَلُوا عَلِيَةَ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ أَهُمْ يُنْكِرُونَ. Have they adopted some gods in this earth? You know, there are gods. They say, gods who are controlling this earth, gods who are controlling the air, the winds, gods who are controlling the fire, gods who are controlling the stars, etc. Thousands and thousands of gods and goddesses. So have they taken up gods from the earth? Who raised the dead? Whom you say, whom? Will they be able to raise the dead from their graves? لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا عَلِيهَةٌ. Had there been in the earth and the heavens gods and goddesses, إِلَّا اللَّهِ, except Allah, لَفَسَدَتَا, the both would go to ruin, will be destroyed. You know, one mind, one mashiyah, one scheme of thing, one wisdom of Allah is controlling the whole universe. If there are others also, then there will be difference of opinion. And you know, there will be fasad. This whole universe will go to ruin. Subhanallah, Rabbil Arsh, Amma Yasifoon. Glory is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Lord of the throne. And He is sealed from what they describe. La yus'alu amma yaf'alu wa hum yus'alun. He is not questioned about what He does. Nobody can question Him. Nobody is over Him. He is not responsible to anybody. He has the all authority in His own hands. La yus'al amma yaf'al. He is not questioned. He cannot be questioned on what He does. Wa hum yus'alun. All the others will be questioned. Even the messengers of Allah will be questioned. We read ayah number 6 in Surah Al-Araf. فَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الَّذِينَ أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَنَسْأَلَنَّ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. We shall question those also to whom we sent our messengers. And we shall question the messengers also. We sent you our message for your nation. Did you deliver the message? Did you convey? The messengers will have to testify. Stand and testify. Oh Allah, yes. The message from you which came to us, we have delivered to them. We have conveyed to them. Now they are responsible. They are accountable. So everybody is going to be questioned except Allah. Nobody can question Him. La yusalu amma yafalu. Wahum yusalun. Amittahadu min dunihi aliha. Have they taken besides Allah other gods? Ul hatu burhanakum. So say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bring forth your argument. Do you have any arguments for any other God beside Allah? Whether in your intellect, your understanding, is there any basis? Whether any scripture which might have been revealed, it contains something that there is such and such God and Goddess with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hatu burhanakum. Haza zikru mammaiya. This Quran is the admonition for me and those who are with me. وَذِكْرُ مَنْ قَبْلِي. And here are mentioned those also who were before me. Nuh has been mentioned, Hud has been mentioned, Saleh has been mentioned, Ibrahim has been mentioned, Ismail has been mentioned, Ishaq and Yaqub and Musa and Yusuf, all have been mentioned. بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْحَقَّ فَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. But most of them don't know, can't recognize the truth. And that is why they are turning away. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونَ. And we didn't send before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a single messenger. But we have been revealing to them, أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا, that there is no God except me. فَاعْبُدُونَ, so worship me. Now this ibadah has two sides. Worship and obedience. Abd in Arabic means slave. What's the duty of the slave? To obey the master. So Abd, and from this is Ibadah. We have to obey Allah in all our life, all aspects. Admit, you know, an employee-employer relationship is different. You can say, you employed me as a driver, as a chauffeur. You can't say to me that go and clean my toilet. No, that's not my job. I was employed, for example, as a cook. You can't ask me to go and clean the toilet. But a slave cannot change. He has to do whatever is commanded to. And then there's no time. He's a slave 24 hours. At any night time, day time, at any time, whatever command the Lord, the master gives, he's good. So in this way, total obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the center of ibadah. But this ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be with extreme love for Him. And to show Him our humility, we bow before Him. We stand before Him in qunut. We prostrate before Him. These are ibadat. We are fasting according to His command. These are ibadat. But what is ibadah? Ibadah is total obedience and worshiping. So, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونَ. And we didn't send before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a single messenger. But to all we sent the revelation that there is no God except me. So, worship me, obey me. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَلَدًا. And they say that Rahman, the compassionate one, he has taken some son or daughter, some offspring for him. Subhanallah. He is pure from all these things. Glorified be he. بَلْ عِبَادٌ مُكْرَمُونَ. You are calling them to be daughters of Allah, Malaika. They are bondsmen of Allah, creations of Allah, bondsmen to Allah, but they are respected. Malaikatun, they are ibadun mukramun, honored. They are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially al-malaikatul mukarramun. You know, they are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is something else, honored. But they are ibad, they are slaves. They are bondsmen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا يسبقونه بالقول. They never precede him in word. They always wait to listen what Allah says. They never start something from their side. It's against the etiquette that they should say something to Allah. They keep waiting to listen to what Allah says. لا يسبقونه بالقول. They don't begin with anything to say to him. وَهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِ يَعْمَلُونَ. And they keep on executing the command of Allah. His command, they keep on executing. And they work for that. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. He knows whatever is in front of them and whatever is behind them. وَلَا يَشْفَعُونَ إِلَّا لِمَنِ ارْتَضَىٰ. And they will not intercede except for those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. وَهُمْ مِنْ خَشْيَتِهِ مُشْفِقُونَ. And they will be fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there will be awe in them. وَمَنْ يَقُلْ مِنْهُمْ إِنِّي إِلَٰهٌ مِنْ دُونِهِ. And supposedly, perchance, if someone among them says, I am a God beside Allah. وَمَنْ يَقُلْ مِنْهُمْ And whosoever from among them says that I am a God beside Allah, فَذَّلِكَ نَجْزِيهِ جَهَنَّمْ. He will be rewarded with the hell. كَذَّلِكَ نَجْزِي الظَّالِمِينَ. In this way, we reward the evildoers. أَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتَقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. Have not those who disbelieve seen that the heavens and the earth, they were closed up, and then we separated them, or we opened them. Now the meaning of this ayah, up till this time was, that it refers to, you know, when the rain is not coming, there is drought. As if the skies and heavens, they are also stopped, and the earth is stopped. Water is not coming. كَانَ تَعْرَفْقَنْ فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then induces the rain to come down. But now a scientific phenomenon is being explained under this. That in the beginning of the creation, the heavens and earth, they were all one mass. One mass. One mass of matter. But then they were separated into heavens, into galaxies, into stars. Otherwise, in the very beginning, after the Big Bang, there was one mass, undifferentiated. There was no differentiation between them. That this thing will go to become a sun, and this will go to become a star, and this will go to make a moon, and this will go to make an earth. No, nothing of the sort. But then we separated them, and we made them into these forms. Wallahu alam. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا. We opened them and separated them. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. And we made everything living, every living creature from water. What does it mean? We were made out of clay. But the life in us is from water. Basis of life. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. And we have made from water everything which is living. The basis of life is water. But the basis constitution of our body is from the clay, from the earth, from the mud, Solfalin bin Hamayn Masnoon. Thrice these words repeated in Surah Al-Hijr. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. So are they not going to believe? وَجَعَلْنَا فِي الْأَرْضِ رَوَاسِيَ أَن تَمِيدَ بِهِمْ. And we have fixed mountains on the earth so that it's not shake with them. وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا حِجَاجًا سُبُلًا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ. And we have put and made in the earth very deep ravines and valleys so that they can traverse them. You know, you can't go on the tops of the mountains. You have to travel in the valleys so that they can traverse them. وَجَعَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ سَقْفًا مَحْفُوظًا. And we have created this heaven as a very strong roof, well protected. وَهُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. And they turn away from the signs of the samawat. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ. And it is He who created the night and the day and the sun and the moon. كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. Everyone, each one of them is floating in an orbit. This ayah is also very profound. You know, at different times during the development of science, different opinions were presented. First of all, we thought that the earth is stationary, the sun moves. You see it moving? It's moving from east to west. Earth is stationary. Then there came a time when it was reversed. Sun is stationary, earth is moving. But sun is stationary. But now we know everything is moving. Nothing is stationary in this universe. As Iqbal says, سُكُو مُحَال هَا قُدْرَتْتِ كَارْخَانِنْ. Nobody can stay. Everything is moving. Even in an atom structure, electrons, you know, in continuous movement. So actually, كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. This kun, as it, you know, denotes today, the scientific, what we have known now, this word now is emphasized. كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. Each floating in its orbit. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we didn't make before you any person immortal, ever living. أَفَا إِنْ مِتْتَ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ. So if you die, are they going to live forever? Your enemies will also die. Abu Jahl is not going to live forever. Abu Lahab is not going to live forever. If they say you are immortal, how can we accept you as a messenger of Allah? So all are mortals. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ أَفَا إِنْ مِتْتَ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul has to taste death. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ. And we keep on testing you, trying you with something good, with something unpleasant. Sometimes we bestow upon you our mercy, our bounty, so you are pleased. Sometimes some harm comes to you. This also comes from us, by our command, by our permission. So we are testing you. This way also that goes. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And then you will be returned to us. وَإِذَا رَآكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَتَّخِذُونَكَ إِلَّا هُزُوًا. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when these disbelievers see you, they mock at you. أَحَذَا الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ آلِهَتَكُمْ. Is he the person who mentions your God? Who says there is no God except Allah? This is the person. So pointing towards Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a disgraceful manner, a hazar nabi, yes, for alayhi wa sallam. He is the person who mentions your God that they are false. They have no reality. وَهُمْ بِذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِهُمْ كَافِرُونَ. And about the mention of Rahman, the compassionate Allah, when about them, they deny. They reject. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلْ. Man has been created out of haste. Creation of man has two aspects. This our animal aspect It has weaknesses. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Man has been created weak. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلٍ. Hastiness is there in the nature of man, we may call it. The spiritual aspect of our existence is very high. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. That is the spirit. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. But that spirit was then joined to my body. And I am from Asfara Safirin. I am from this clay. This body has come from clay. But the spirit, it has come from the command of Allah. يَسَلُونَ كَانِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلٍ سَوْرِيكُمْ آيَاتِي فَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلُونَ. Soon I will show you my signs. So don't make haste. وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. They are saying, when will this promise come to pass? When this Qiyamah will come? When will be this doomsday? If you are truthful, tell us. لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Only if these disbelievers could know, هِنَ لَا يَكُفُّونَ عَنْ وُجُوهِهِمُ النَّارِ. When they will not be able to ward off the fire from their faces, وَلَا عَنْ ظُهُورِهِمُ, not from their backs, وَلَا هُمْ يُنْصَرُونَ. And there will be none to help them. They will not be helped. بَلْ تَعْتِيهِمْ مَغْتَتَمْهُمْ. But this will come to them suddenly. فَتَمْحَتُهُمْ. And then it will confound them. فَلَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ رَدَّهَا وَلَا هُمْ يُنْذَرُونَ. Then they will not be able to turn it back, nor they will be given any respite. وَلَقَدْ اسْتَهْزِئَ بِرُسُلٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ. And O Muhammad, before you also, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so many of our messengers were mocked at. وَلَقَدْ اُسْتُهْزِئَ بِرُسُلٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَحَاقَ بِالَّذِينَ سَخِرُوا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. But those that scoffed at them were encompassed by that, they mocked at. They were laughing, oh, chastisement will come. Oh, what will happen to these mountains? Oh, what do you say? We will be resurrected. But then all these things came before them. قُلْ مَنْ يَقْلَوْكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Ask them, who is guarding you during the night and the day? You are always in danger. When you are driving, you know, you are in danger. At any time, accident can take place. And at many times, you feel that you have just escaped. Something, you know, was going to come. As if somebody had, you know, with his own hand, invisible hand, he just puts you aside and you are saved. So there are the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who protect you. They are the guards, they are the bodyguards that we have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because a time has been fixed for my death. I cannot die before that. The angels have to see that I don't die. Kafa bil maut hafiza. Maut is the, death is the best guard for a man. Because the time of death is fixed. And death cannot come before death. So as if Allah is guarding us. Till that time Allah will guard. And Allah guards through His angels. قُلْ مَنْ يَقْلَوْكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Who guards you? With the command مِنَ الرَّحْمَانِ. Due to the command of Allah. During the daytime and night time. بَلْ هُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. But with the mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their Lord, they turn away. أَمْ لَهُمْ عَلِهَةٌ تَمْنَعُهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Do they have gods who save them without us? لا يستطيعون نصر أنفسهم. They don't have any power to help themselves. ولا هم منا يسحبون. Nor they will be defended from us. بل متعنا هؤلاء وآباؤهم. The real thing is that we provided comforts to them also and to their forefathers also. حتى طال عليهم العمر. Till that time, life grew too long for them. أَفَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَنَّا نَاتِي الْأَرْضَ نَنْقُصُهَا مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا أَفَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. Don't they see that we are coming towards them, diminishing the earth from its size? Will they be able to prevail? This ayah is difficult to understand, but it has historical background. You know, Quraysh were in Mecca. But their zone of influence was spread far and wide. All the tribes, they seemed to be under Quraysh. They took Quraysh to be their leaders. If not rulers, leaders. So now what was happening? Now this tribe, some people among this tribe have become Mu'min. Some people here in the other tribe, they have accepted Iman. Now Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is coming from Medina, you know, and making a treaty with this tribe. Now making a treaty, concluded treaty with this tribe. So as Islam was spreading around Makkah, and when after Hijrah, you know, the zone of political influence of Muhammad was increasing, naturally the zone of political influence of Quraysh was decreasing and diminishing. As if Islam is advancing towards you from all the sides, and you are in Makkah, so actually Islam is advancing. We are diminishing, decreasing this land of your influence from all sides. Afahumul ghalibun. So can they prevail? No. The truth will prevail. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أُنذِرُكُمْ بِالْوَحْيِ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am warning you with the revelations which are coming to me. وَلَا يَسْمَعُ سُمُّ الدُّعَاءِ إِذَا مَا يُنذَرُونَ. But those who are deaf, they don't hear my call. Then they are being warned. They are deaf actually. These ears are not deaf, they are listening. But their hearts have become deaf. These eyes are not blind, but their hearts have become blind. فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَلَ أَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَلْ قُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ وَلَئِنْ مَسَّتْكُمْ نَفْحَةٌ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ رَبِّكَ. And if a breath of your Lord's chastisement touches them, لَيَقُولُنَّ يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. Even a breath if touches them, they will say and cry out, woe to us. Actually, we were the evil doers. We were on the wrong path. We have ourselves invited this wrath of Allah on us. وَنَّذَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. And then we shall set up the scales of justice for the day of judgment. فَلَا تُزْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيَّا. No soul will be wronged, even a bit. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ. Although it might have been, their deeds good or bad, might have been equal to the grain of a mustard seed. But everything will be counted and weighed. أَتَيْنَا بِهَا. We shall bring all their deeds, howsoever small they might be. وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. And we are sufficient for reckoning. We can calculate for them whatever is due to them. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ الْفُرْقَانَ وَضِيَاءً وَذِكْرًا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And we gave Musa and Harun al-Furqan, the thing with which you can differentiate what is good, what is bad, what is right, what is wrong. وَضِيَاءً and light. وَذِكْرًا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And admonition for the God-fearing. الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ. Who keep fearing their Lord in the unseen. وَهُمْ مِنَ السَّاعَةِ مُشْفِقُونَ. And they are always trembling at the idea of as-sa'ah al-qiyamah, that hour and that doomsday and that day of judgment. وَهَذَا ذِكْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ. And now this is the admonition, very blessed admonition, which we have sent to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَفَأَنْتُمْ لَهُ مُنْكِرُونَ. So are you going to refute it or accept it? بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم.